The Pine River running through the middle of Michigan could get some more scrutiny. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The city of St. Louis, Michigan needs a new water system. That's because pollution from the old Velsicol chemical plant is leaking into St. Louis's water supply. They're planning to get that water upriver from the city of Alma. Alma gets some of its drinking water from the Pine River. Phil Moore is Alma's city manager. He says researchers at Alma College have raised some concerns about levels of nutrients and bacteria in the Pine River. But Moore says he's confident their drinking water will remain safe.
The quality of the water going through our treatment plant is not really a concern. Our treatment plant is able to handle what is coming down the river.
The Michigan Department of Environmental Quality is considering a study of this part of the Pine River. In an email, a DEQ spokesman said the agency takes local concerns seriously, and officials will do what's necessary to make sure public health is protected. This is the Environment Report. Alaskans aren't the only people who race across a frozen landscape behind a team of dogs. Dog sledding is popular in our region, too. Kara Holsapple recently went along for a ride.
Stay.
Matt Phillips and Sarah White are unloading precious cargo. They're dogs from the backseat of a black hatchback.
This is Sitka. He's a long-haired woolly husky, which is a purebred Siberian husky.
And they have another dog, Koske. He's a German Shepherd husky mix with short brown fur and pointy black ears.
So why did you decide to become a musher, a dog sledder?
Koske showed up at my friend's doorstep Easter 2 years ago. So I brought him home, and he was just full of energy, and I would run him with my bike and stuff like that. But over the winter, I was like, he's half husky. I should give this a shot. See if he knows how to do the dog sledding thing.
So we found this group, West Penn Mushers, online.
Oh, there's your buddies. There's your buddies. As soon as they know they're going mushing, they start howling and howling, and they love it.
That's Karen Bodai. She's also pretty new to the group. Phillips is borrowing her blue-eyed therapy dog, Apache. That way Phillips can take me out on the sled.
This is a four-dog line, so we're going to just hook two of them together so we can use it as a three-dog line for us today. It's just a long leash, and then the sled has bungees underneath of it where it's hooked on so that it absorbs some of the shock from the dogs going forward and backwards a bunch. All right, you want to go start hooking them up? Apache, are you ready to go? All right, ready? Ready? Hike! Once they get the idea, once they see other dogs doing it, they pick it up in a hurry.
We're traveling about 10 miles an hour down a completely snow-covered road, but Philip says you don't need more than a couple of inches. It's flying up under the dog's feet. Phillips calls this a slow trot.
Hike! Come on! Hike means let's go. A lot of people think it's mush. I think some movies and cartoons and stuff like that kind of gave the misinformation there. Mush is just the sport name. Good dogs. All right, Koske, back haw. Koske, come here, back haw.
Back haw. Koske. That means turn around to the left. It almost works. Koske looks like he'd rather run off and play in the woods to either side of us.
As well as he follows the directions for the most part, he also has an attitude. Come on, Koske, hike. Good dog. Take us home.
The Facebook group's grown a lot recently. It's up to over 200 people. And Phillips is hoping to grow his pack, too. He says he doesn't have anything against cats, but he's a dog person. And for him, the appeal of the sport is simple.
It's nice to just be out here, be in the nature, being with the dogs. Finding the elements for what they are.
For the Environment Report, I'm Kara Holsapple.
That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.